Talking with Troy Anderson, second-year head coach of the Riverton Wolverines, and we'll get into the zero week and then into the defending champs this week here in just a minute. But I guess from year one to year two, how much did you grow as a coach of a football team?
It's real. I mean, honestly, the biggest workload that I've taken on this year, I mean, we've had the, you know, kind of the X's and O's a bit established, but we've got a brand new group of kids. I mean, when you lose a class of 16 guys that kind of know what football's supposed to be around, there's a lot of teaching in regards to the activities around football, not necessarily the X's and O's. And then my off season, I lost my stalwart in the logistical realm of Sarah Gattenbein. So I am deeply entrenched in that as well. So that's year two for me.
So with year two, you go to half as many seniors, which means a lot of juniors and sophomores, as we saw in the zero week. But that learning curve is steep when you play the three of the first four teams that you play, for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I always, like, you don't really think about like 16 to 7 or whatever, that's right around 7 seniors, like, you're like, ah, that's less, but like, oh, you know, but like, that was another 9 players make a huge difference regardless of what their input capacities were. They were really involved and they're a pretty tight group, and so you lose those components. So, and then you play basically a murderer's row of 3A West.
Talk about last week, you know, and I hate to say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but how different that game might have been had that first drive not resulted in a pick that took them to the 5-yard line.
I agree. I'm glad I'm not the only one that kind of had that cognition. It was a conversation I had on the sideline towards the end of the game. It was a conversation I had in the locker room. It was a conversation I had on Saturday with players, is that game hangs on the psychology of a program, right, that's been successful too far ago, and we don't have that recent piece of success, and that amount of success, no matter what that might have seemed to from the outward eyes looking in, the layman, would have been a huge difference in that. And you always see games where teams, you know, go and score that first touchdown, then they melt afterwards and it turns into a rout. But I didn't have that feeling. I felt we kind of run up against it. I think it was second or third down there where we were down on our 20 or so, and then we got it moving, and like, that would have really precipitated some success, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, even if you could have flipped the field on it as opposed to just giving them the ball deep in that territory like that. Overall, how you thought the zero week treated your football team?
I think we learned a lot. I think I've said this in every interview, I think, is that I like the way we and Powell do zero week. I mean, you just learn so much about who your guys are. If anybody follows us, our stuff on social media, those three guys I put out yesterday, I mean, we learned so much about our team and those guys specifically that we wouldn't have been able to really do that in a scrimmage and controlled setting like you see often other teams do.
With that said, now you get the defending champs that I think their defense was probably what won their championship as much as anything, and I think their defense is going to be as up to the task this year too. But what do you know about the Cody Broncs this weekend as you open the season?
They're crisp. I've watched their tape a handful of times, and obviously I watch mostly the defensive tape, and they're crisp. And Luke Talich, no uncommon name to the state of Wyoming in high school football. The guy's range is unbelievable. His break on the ball from a defensive standpoint is fantastic. He's not the only one. Obviously he had a couple picks in that scrimmage. They've got linebackers that are aggressive and downhill guys, and they're bold enough to play an odd front. And that just means they have a lot of confidence in the running and tackling skills of that second tier. And they think they're first tier 3 guys against 5, and that's bold. And they have the data, if you will, to use from an educational standpoint to back it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Backed it up. Unfortunately, I see one of your kids in street clothes with a broken thumb, it looks like. Hopefully that was the only injury from last week.
Yeah, pretty clean. I mean, and it's not catastrophic. I don't know if he'll be able to get back this year or not. He was kind of part of our three-headed group there. I really wanted to get him in, but he got nicked up before I wanted to get him in offensively last week. We're pretty clean, a little achy and sore. We reformated practice a little bit to emphasize our defense a little bit more this week as far as rest and recovery and things like that. So we're hopeful that some of those little just minor tweaks and awarenesses and kind of being thoughtful on the coaching staff can pay off a little bit.
Real quick, last question. Yep. see anything, I guess, in the scout that, hey, this is something we do well, we can exploit Cody hopefully somewhere?
People probably don't believe it based on our stats. I'm a run first guy. They're an odd man front. They play a three-man front. Their linebackers are obviously good, but they're begging you to run inside. Their performance has allowed you over time not to be able to do that, but like, it's hard to ignore as an offensive guy.
Appreciate the interview. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.